Hello, everybody. Jim Malone here, coming to you live on Dallas Trading Floor. Well, it looks like our camera froze here. Goodness gracious. Always something here, but hopefully you can hear me on the show here. Interesting thing happened today. It looks like First Republic Bank basically is, it failed, and it's now part of J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan bought basically all the assets for the bank. So, it's no more. So this is the second largest bank failure, in history. Actually, the largest one, of course, was Washington, Mutual. That was back in 2008. And, it does look like this is now the second largest bank failure. So not something great. Also, another thing is that the market turned down a little bit today, and we went to a market trend under pressure. So the best thing to do when you get to a market trend under pressure is to reduce your exposure to the market. Basically, what's going on here is that the bank was seized, First Republic was seized, of course. There were some people asking on Friday, whether they should buy the stock. I hope nobody bought the stock, because basically what happens when a bank goes down like this is that you see it. Well, excuse me. You see it just go out of business. And there's no more, there's no more bank. So hopefully nobody invested in the stock yesterday, because it did. All right, let's see if I can get to the stream back. Well, yeah, just my picture. That's all I guess I've got. All right. Well, basically, one of the things I want to point out to everybody here is the market went to a confirmed market trend under pressure. It's a good idea to possibly go to 50% cash. I'm more than that in cash. I did sell one of my positions in Franklin, Nevada, FNV, today. Took a small profit, not a lot, but I'm basically, hunkering down again, because unfortunately it looks like we're going to have another downturn. Currently, I'm only holding four stocks. The stocks I'm holding are basically ExxonMobil, TFPM, that's Triple Flag Precious Metals. The volume was up on that, but it's unchanged. The trade desk, TTD, I'm holding that. It's down a little bit. And then I did start a position in Intel. Normally I wouldn't do this, but, it's moved down so much that, it's basically become a market where I think that, maybe it's worth a try. It may be worth a try for Intel. So let's see if I can get this going. Let's see if I can change the definition there. There we go. Okay. There we go. Just a little bit of a bandwidth constraint there. So yeah. Anyways, I need an engineer, or I need to become an engineer. That's probably a better thing to do. Anyways, I did start a position in Intel. I kind of want to show you the chart on that one. INTC. Now, normally I would not buy a stock like this. I would not buy it with the kind of relative strength, but I think it's showing some promise. It's off a little bit in the after hours. I think this is going to be the last quarter that it moves, that moves lower. So who knows, but it was starting to look very good to me. So this is what I did. I took a flyer on it. As you can see, yesterday we had a gap. We had kind of this gap up, and then we pulled back. That was based on earnings. Earnings for Intel they came in with a sales decline and a loss. But the thing is, the loss was less than expected. And I do kind of expect that we're going to see, hopefully, turnaround by next quarter. So we'll see what happens here. But I did buy a position in Intel. And normally I would not buy a position like this, but I did kind of wait until it moved above the 200-day line. And of course, it's, you know, it's above the 50 day. And I bought it pretty much right at the 21 day moving average. That's one of my preferred spots. It basically is right on that. You know, I bought it for about 30, but almost exactly this price, 30, 57. So that's basically right on the 21 day line. Now, am I recommending this stock? No, not really. Because I think it's way too early. I've been trying to buy some of these stocks deep, and you know, it's kind of a hit or miss deal. So, you know, I just want to be clear about that. Is that, you know, I'm not really recommending this. I'm not really recommending it at this level, but I think that it might provide some good input. All right, well, let's get into some of the stocks here. Let's see. Okay. How do you feel about Ford's earnings tomorrow? Not good. Not good. Let's take a look at the Ford chart. That's F. I don't feel very good about Ford at all. I think that, you know, they're having to I think that this is a potential, you know, if there was more meat on the bone here, I would be shorting this. But, you know, it's a $12 stock. I don't like to short stocks that are $12. I want more like, you know, 100 or more than that. But I think what's going to happen is that we've gapped up. You're right. We're going to have earnings in one day. I definitely think that it's going to pull lower. I think the earnings are going to be weak. And let's just jump on over to some of the fundamentals here and see. Last quarter, which was December, their sales were up and their profits were up. I think that not going to happen this time. I think we're going to see, sales down and profits down. That's why I guess part of the reason that Tesla lowered the prices of their cars was to gain market share. And I think that's right now it's a market share game. And you know, I don't think Ford or GM is doing very well. Warren Buffett dumped his position in GM, so not looking good there. Not looking good at all in that part. All right, well, let's look at some stocks that I think might be looking good. And there's just not that many there's not really much to talk about in terms of that. But one of the stocks that I have been shorting is CrowdStrike. But there's another stock out there, excuse me, Zscaler, which I think may set up again for a short. And that's ZS is the symbol on that one, as you can see. Yeah, there we go. All right. So this is the daily chart. It's got a 10 relative strength, 88. This is one I'm looking to possibly short if it rallies back up to the 21 day line. We're pretty far below that right now. We're about 11% below that. So I'm waiting for this to rally up to about 100. I will probably short this one if it rallies to 100. This particular group, the security software group, is under a lot of pressure right now, and it's not faring very well. So I think that we might have a potentially good short there. In terms of longs, you know, there just really isn't a whole lot. I've been, you know, taking some profits in some of the gold stocks, but gold and mining is a tough place to play. I'd rather play, of course, in some of the semiconductor stocks, but again, I'm just not really there. Now, there is one stock that I would love to buy again. That's NVIDIA. But of course, we're not in a position to buy it right now because it's just too far extended above the 21 day line. Here's the chart on NVIDIA. We've come through this cup and, you know, obviously it's doing well. I mean, it was up 23% in terms of volume, 4% up in terms of sales. So I can't really touch it here. We're just too far above that 21 day line. You can see this is where my mark was to buy it. If there was a pullback to the 21 day line, there just hasn't been a pullback. We're 6.8% above the 21 day line. If it pulls back a little bit more, I probably will buy it because this is a secondary buy point. But right now, I'm going to wait on this one. But I'm watching this one because the fabless, the semiconductor fabless area is doing well. It's continuing to do well in a really tough market. If we take a look at the stocks in the group for the largest, of course, is NVIDIA. This is the fabless group, Broadcom, AMD, and Qualcomm. So, but right now, The best in the group, of course, is the is NVIDIA. Now, I did buy Intel today. Of course, that's not in the fabless group. That is in the fab group. They own their own fabs. So if we kind of look at the market capitalization here in the electronic semiconductor manufacturing group, we'll look at the top, basically the stocks are Taiwan Semiconductor is the most valuable at about $435 billion. It's amazing. This is in millions. Intel is third place after Texas Instruments. Texas Instruments is also a very strong stock, not giving us a lot of opportunity to get in. But I decided I wanted to be in this group. Why? Because I still think it, even in a bad market, chips are going to be a leading area. So that's kind of where I'm, putting my flag in the sand. We'll see if it makes any sense. I didn't really buy it on a very good, on a very good entry. So yeah, it's just one of those things. So yeah, we'll see if it works. All right, let's take some questions from TikTok. Thank you very much. Okay, let's see. You're looking at STNE. Let's look at that real quick. STNE. Look. Yeah, Stone Co. This is a payments company. Interesting company here. Let's take a look at the daily chart. All right. Yeah. $12. It's up after hours. This is the Brazilian payments company. Just very, very volatile. 92 relative strength, though. Would I buy it here? Probably not. The payments area is very volatile, and I can see where it may be going. This is sort of resistance here, but I just would be careful. So I'd watch list this one, but I wouldn't be a buyer here. I just wouldn't be a buyer. I just want to see more of a trend, and so I would just watch list this one. No, and really that's the main thing. Watch this Stone Co. for now, just because it's just too volatile. So I think you want something better. What's starting to happen? We're starting to see, and this happens a lot when the market gets tough, we're starting to see the market move to consumer staples and very defensive areas in the market. And that seems to be the case. So it does look like, the big stock, the big funds are hiding. They're going to put their money in consumer staples. Just not a really great market to trade. Again, we went to a market trend under pressure. You want to be mostly in cash right now, if you can be. All right, Sarah. Let's see. Okay. Let's see if I. And add my camera. There we go. So I think that's hopefully going to work now. There we go. Had some issues there. Okay. Well, it's lost the connection again. Let's see if I can get it back. All right. If I get this back. There we go. Okay. I think we're back now. Perfect. Okay. Lisa, when to cut triple flag precious metals. All right. Let's take a look at it. I haven't cut it yet. I've continued to hold it. Let's see. Yeah, I still think it's okay. It's up after hours. Tough truck, again, very, very volatile stock, but I'm still holding it. My stop is right here. It's right below 16. You see this mark here? Basically, that's where I'm That's where my stop is. It came all the way down. It looks like it's going to bounce higher tonight. It's up a little bit after ours. It's up 32 cents after ours. The thing about this stock is that it's held by a lot. You know, this is relatively small, relatively thin, and much of the buying is done after hours. That's why you see these big spikes after hours. But I don't think that I think that you can hold it until it comes down to the 21-day line. The 21-day line is at 1594. So that's where I would start cutting it. If it closed below 1594, that's kind of where I would look to make a move lower on it. But to do it. So that's where I would cut. But I'm not ready to cut yet because I think it's in this consolidation, and we'll see what happens. I could be very wrong with this, but if it drops through this 21-day line, I would be cutting it there. And as a matter of fact, that's where my stop loss is. But right now, I think it's going to go sideways and then hopefully higher. We shall see. Earnings are in 5 days. So I may sell this, you know, if I have a small profit and going into earnings, I may sell this going into earnings. But right now, I'm going to be holding for at least for now. So that's kind of my take on it. I'm going to be holding at least for now on that. So that's kind of where I'm going. All right. QQQ and Spider. Let's see. The QQQ and Spider, please. When do we know the bull market has started? What's your criteria to meet? Okay, well, we're not in a bull market. Let's just be absolutely clear about that right now. We're not in a bull market. Let's take a look at both the QQQ and Spider. We've moved through a market under pressure. So as you can see, on Friday, we came up, and then today we've pulled back a little bit on the QQQ and also on the Spider. So right now we're at a uptrend under pressure. The volumes are dropping off and we're going to be coming down, very, very likely to come down to with the Spider. We're very likely to come down to about a little bit. We're probably about 400 or maybe about 390. That's probably where we're going to get resistance. But I do believe that we're going to start to pull back on the Spider and the QQQ. Let's just compare these just really quickly, both of them, from the first of the year. The Spider and it's the QQQ. So basically, since the first of the year, the Qs have outperformed the Spider. But if you'll notice, they're just starting to make a turn downwards. So this is the reason why we went to an uptrend under pressure. So until we get both of these consistently moving up, as you can see, it's pretty much since the first of the year, with a little bit of an exception, it's pretty much been sort of flat, both on the Spider and on the Qs. And I don't think we're going to take a leg down here, but I don't think that's why the market condition moved to an uptrend under pressure. So it's a tough one. Any trading opportunities surrounding this debt crisis? Not really. The one real opportunity would be to short the ETF for the financials. But here's the problem with that. The problem with shorting the XLF is that some of the banks are going to do well in this banking crisis. The big money center banks are probably going to do well, and the smaller regional banks not so much. So just really not a great time. The best bet would be the gold miners, but I'm still leery about that too. I mean, I'm moving to be a little bit more concentrated in my positions in the gold miners. I'm in the gold miners, but that's really about where I see the opportunity. This is the XLF, which is the financial spider. It was down today. What happened is you notice, and this is very key, and this is one of the reasons why I don't think there's really any opportunities right now, is that the 50-day line moved below that 200-day line. And, of course, that is the death cross. And so for the financial sector, I think it's the best bet is to just stay out of it, unfortunately. Please look at sugar. I don't trade commodities that much, but let me see if there is a – let me see if I have an index for sugar. I don't know if I do. Let me just kind of see if I can find one. QS semiconductors, short industry, small caps. You know, I don't know what the index would be for that one. Okay, capped energy index. No, I can't really find one for sugar, unfortunately. Unfortunately, I can't give you sugar. I wish I could, but I can't give you anything on that. I don't have the access. Okay, that's the cut. All right, let's look at ANET. Yes, thank you, Mr. Jeet. ANET. Arista Networks. Yeah, it's a little off after hours. Interesting. Good stock, by the way. Yeah, very, very good stock. So this is kind of the reversal line here. There we go. So to the reversal line. So it's still in a downward trend. We were up basically not today. We're down a little bit after hours. You know what? If we get a good, better day, this one, I don't know, I think it's probably going to consolidate at the. It looks like it's trying to consolidate at the 50-day line. That's where we need to get support. Now, how far above that are we? We're 3% above that. Here's the thing. I think you could probably have an entry here, but you want to wait probably for another pullback to about 155. That's where the 50-day line is, and I think that if it gets support there, then we could probably go into it. Again, it's precarious. There's not a lot going up. Computer networking, this is a good company, but computer networking, not the best. You know, where the money seems to be moving right now is in the consumer staples. We just look at, and these are like Hershey's. Let's look at Hershey's, HSY. This, when there's a trouble in the market, this is where the big boys hide. And that's definitely what's going on here. They're buying Hershey's. They're buying chocolate bars. So that tells me that, you know, we're seeing 92 relative strength. And look at that food and confectionery. Let's look at the food confectionery area. That's just doing really well. And why? Well, the reason why is simple. The simple answer to that is that it's, you know, that's where the money is hiding right now in the market. So really, really not a great market to trade. Okay, we'll probably come to the end here. Let's see. Technicals. Okay, this is about Ford. Exxon. Let's look at Exxon. I actually am holding Exxon right now. It's definitely been kind of just not really the greatest. It's just kind of in this consolidation here. It's just in this consolidation. It's kind of, you know, it's come back down to the 21-day line. I think it's going to get some support there. Who knows? But it just looks like eventually it's going to break out. When it breaks out over 120, that's when I think we'll see another leg up. But right now it's just in this consolidation. It's kind of maddening. Their numbers were good. Their sales were down, but their profits were up big time. So yeah, it's a tough market. All right, Roman, Pan W. This is a Palo Alto Networks, the security software area. I was shorting CrowdStrike. This has not been a strong area. you know, Palo Alto Networks is down a little bit after hours. It's in this downward trend. It lost support at the 50-day line. And so we'll see, but it does look like it's making a move lower here. So I would wait on this one. You could probably buy it off of the 200-day line, but again, this is not a great chart either. Unfortunately, it was setting up very, very nicely, but it doesn't look like it's going to hold, and it looks like it's going to move lower. So I don't think I just think you want to wait. This is not a good entry point. You know, now that it's below the 50-day line, we have to make sure that, you know, it's going to change direction. It may pull all the way back down to the 200-day line, which would not be a good idea for buying it. So, you know, if it gets supported about 170, that would give support at the 200-day line. But right now, you can't really buy it. It's just not a stock that you can buy, unfortunately. All right, everybody. Thank you very much. Thanks for taking a look at the show today. I'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully, I'm going to have some better news, some more stuff. Again, the only thing I bought today was totally on a whim, and that was Intel, INTC. I sold my position in Franklin Nevada FNV. Let's just take one look at Franklin Nevada first. Show you why I sold it. FNV. I just took a quick profit while I had it because I think that, you know, the market is headed lower. So that's one of the reasons why I took the profits as it bounced and we were up, and that was about it. So let's take off the comments. Oops. Let me get rid of the comments here. So you can see. There we go. So basically, you know, it looks like it's going to bounce off the 21-day line, but I decided, I should just go ahead and take the profits here. It's Franklin Nevada. This is probably one of the best of the gold mining stocks. It's number two, in the sectors of the market, and this is number one in that sector, and it's not doing that well. So it just shows you this condition of the market. It's not really a great market to buy anything right now. So my suggestion to everybody, and this is really frustrating, but my suggestion to everybody is have a plan, and it's a good time to be in cash, about 50% cash right now. The market rally moves to an uptrend under pressure. Just, you need to reduce your market exposure right now. No more than, no more than 50% in stocks, 50% or more in cash right now. We got to wait for a good setup. Right now, I'm just not seeing great setups, and that's kind of sad. But that's my take on it. Hopefully, by the end of the week, we will see some progress. But right now, be very defensive. It's just not a great trading market, at least today. So we've got to be real careful. And again, go to cash and at least 50% in cash. We could go to market trend in correction. We're not there yet, but it's time to get ready because I do think we may be going lower. So until tomorrow, everybody, I'll be back at 5 o'clock. Thanks, everybody, for watching the show. If you could, please like and subscribe. So smash the like button. That really, really helps us. And also subscribe to the YouTube channel if you can. And till tomorrow, everybody, happy trading.